Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Chapter Summaries, Antya Lila 20, the Shiksha Ashtaka Prayers. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following summary of the 20th chapter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his nights tasting the meaning of the Shikshashtaka prayers in the company of Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya recited verses from Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, from Srimad Bhagavatam, and from Sri Ramananda Roy's Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, or from Srila Bilva Mangala Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. And in this way, Sriman Mahaprabhu became absorbed in ecstatic emotions. For the 12 years Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived at Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya relished the taste of reciting such transcendental verses. Altogether, Sriman Mahaprabhu was present in this mortal world for 48 years. And after hinting about Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita gives a short description of the entire Antya Lila and then ends his book. Premodbhavata harshershod vega danyarti misritam lapitam gora chandrasya bhagyavadbir nishevyate. Only the most fortunate will relish the mad words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were mixed with jubilation, envy, agitation, submissiveness, and grief, all produced by ecstatic loving emotions. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. And while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, Lord Chaitanya was continuously overwhelmed night and day by separation from Krishna. Day and night, Sriman Mahaprabhu tasted transcendental blissful songs and verses with his two associates, namely Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya relished the symptoms of various transcendental emotions, such as jubilation, lamentation, anger, humility, anxiety, grief, eagerness, and satisfaction. Sriman Mahaprabhu would thus recite his own verses, expressing their meanings and emotions, and thus enjoy tasting them with these two friends. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would be absorbed in a particular emotion and would stay awake all night reciting related verses and relishing their taste. The pure devotional service in Vrindavana is like the golden particles in the river Jambu. For in Vrindavan, there is not even a trace of personal sense gratification. And so, it is to advertise such pure love in this material world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written the 8th Shikshashtakam verse and explained its meaning. Thus overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. Formerly, Sriman Mahaprabhu had composed these 8 verses in order to teach people in general. But now, Lord Chaitanya personally tasted the meaning of these verses, which are called Shikshashtaka. So if anyone recites or hears these 8 verses of instruction by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his or her ecstatic love and devotion for Krishna increases day by day. Although Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev is as deep and grave as millions of oceans, when the moon of Lord Chaitanya's various emotions rises, Mahaprabhu becomes restless. When Sri Krishna Chaitanya read the verses of Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, the verses of Ramananda Roy's drama, Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, and the verses of Bilva Mangala Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita, Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed by the various ecstatic emotions of those verses. Thus, Sriman Mahaprabhu tasted their purport. For 12 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in that state day and night. With his 2 friends, Lord Chaitanya tasted the meaning of those verses, which consist of nothing but the transcendental bliss and mellows of Krishna consciousness. Why even Lord Anantadeva, who has thousands of faces, could not reach the end of describing the transcendental bliss of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes? How then could an ordinary living being with very little intelligence describe such pastimes? Nevertheless, I am trying to touch but a particle of them just to rectify myself. There is no limit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities and Lord Chaitanya's words of madness. Therefore, describing them all would greatly increase the size of this book. Whatever pastime Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has originally described, I have merely summarized. For I have only very briefly described the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were not described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Nevertheless, because those transcendental pastimes are so numerous, the size of this book has increased. So it is impossible to describe all the pastimes elaborately. I shall therefore end this description and offer them my respectful obeisances. What I have described gives merely an indication, but by following this indication, one may obtain a taste of all the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For I cannot understand the very deep, meaningful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My intelligence just cannot penetrate them, and therefore I could not properly describe them. So after offering my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of all my Vaishnava readers, I shall therefore end this description of the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The sky is unlimited, but many birds fly higher and higher according to their own abilities. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like the unlimited sky. How then can an ordinary living being describe them all? I have tried to describe them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of a great ocean. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasadeva in describing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although Vrindavan Das Thakur has within his jurisdiction the full storehouse of Sriman Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he has left aside most of them and described but a small portion. What I have described was left aside by Vrindavan Das Thakur. But although he could not describe these pastimes, he did give us a synopsis. In his book named Chaitanya Mangala, and later changed to Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has described these pastimes in many places. So I request my readers to hear that book, for that is the best evidence. I have described the pastimes very briefly, for it is impossible for me to describe them in full. However, in the future, Veda Vyas will describe them elaborately. In the Chaitanya Mangala, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has stated in many places the factual truth that in the future, Vyasadeva himself will describe Lord Chaitanya's pastimes elaborately. The ocean of nectarian pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just like the ocean of milk. According to his thirst, Vrindavan Das Thakur filled his pitcher and drank from that ocean. Whatever remnants of milk Vrindavan Das Thakur has given me are sufficient to fill my belly. Now my thirst is completely satiated. I am a very insignificant living being, like a small red-beaked bird. Just as such a bird drinks the water of the sea to quench its thirst, so I have touched only a drop of the ocean of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from this example, you may all understand how expansive are the pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I infer that I have written, but that is a false understanding, for my body is like a wooden doll. I am old and troubled by invalidity. I am almost blind and deaf. My hands tremble, and my mind and intelligence are unsteady. And I am infected with so many diseases that I can neither properly walk nor properly sit. Indeed, I am always exhausted by five kinds of diseases. I may die at any time of the day or night. Previously, I have given an account of my inabilities. So please hear the reason why I nevertheless still write. I am writing this book by the mercy of the lotus feet of Sri Govindadev deity, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, other devotees, and the readers of this book, as well as Swarup Damodara Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Jiva Goswami. I have also been specifically favored by another supreme personality. In Vrindavan, the deity of Sri Madana Mohan has given the order that is making me write. Although this should not be disclosed, I disclose it because I am simply unable to remain silent. If I did not disclose this fact, I would be guilty of ingratitude to the Lord. Therefore, my dear readers, please do not consider me too proud or be angry at me. It is because I have offered my prayers unto the lotus feet of all of you that whatever I have written about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been possible. So this 20th chapter of the Antya Leela tells us how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited his own 8 stanzas of instruction and tasted their meaning in ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya composed these 8 stanzas in order to instruct the devotees, but Sriman Mahaprabhu also personally tasted their meaning. The Vrindavan deities of Madana Mohan with Srimati Radharani, Govinda with Radharani, and Gopinath with Radharani are the life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And so that my desires may be fulfilled, I place the lotus feet of the following personalities upon my head. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and their devotees, as well as Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Srila Jiva Goswami. For the mercy of their lotus feet is my spiritual master, and my words are my disciples, whom I have made dance in various ways. Seeing the fatigue of the disciples, the spiritual master has stopped making them dance. And because that mercy no longer makes them dance, my words now sit silently. My inexperienced words do not know how to dance by themselves, for the mercy of the Guru made them dance as much as possible, and now after dancing, they have taken rest. So now I worship the lotus feet of all my readers, for by the mercy of their lotus feet, there is all good fortune. If one hears the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wash his or her lotus feet and drink the water. And I decorate my head with the dust of the lotus feet of my audience. Now you have all drunk this nectar, and therefore my labor is successful. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. It invokes all good fortune and destroys everything inauspicious. If one tastes the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with faith and love, I become like a bumblebee tasting the honey of transcendental love for Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev's lotus feet. Since this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is now complete, having been written for the satisfaction of the most opulent deities, Madana Mohanaji and Govindaji, let it now be offered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev. Realized devotees are like bumblebees maddened by their own mellows at Krishna's lotus feet. The scent of those lotus feet perfumes the entire world. Who is that realized soul who could give them up? In Vrindavan, in the year 1537 Shatabda, corresponding to A.D. 1615, in the month of Jaishta, May-June, on Sunday, the fifth day of the waning moon, this Chaitanya Charitamrita has been completed. Om Tat Sat. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that all writers after Vrindavan Das Thakur, who are pure devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who have tried to describe Lord Chaitanya's activities, are to be considered like Vyasa. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the original Vyasadeva in describing Chaitanya Leela, and all others who follow in his footsteps by describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, are also to be called Vyasadeva. The bona fide spiritual master is also called Vyasa because he is a representative of Vyasa, and worshipping the birthday of such a spiritual master is called Vyasa Puja. The statement Age Vyasa Kariba Varnane is similar to a text in the Chaitanya Bhagavat in which Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Sheshokande Chaitanyera Ananta Vilasa Vistariya Varnite Achena Veda Vyasa. The unlimited pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the future will be described by Vyasadeva. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that these statements indicate that in the future, other representatives of Vyasadeva will elaborately describe Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So the purport is that any pure devotee in the disciplic succession who describes the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is confirmed to be a representative of Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the instructing spiritual master of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and has therefore been described by him as Sri Guru. The word Upadhyayi or Upadhyaya refers to one who teaches when approached. Upetya adhiyate asmat. In the Manu Sanghita, it is said, Eka deshaṁ tu vedasya vedāṅgāni api vā punaha yaha adhyāpāyati vṛtti artam upādhyāyaha sa uchyate. One who teaches others a part of the Vedas or literatures supplementary to the Vedas may be called upādhyāya. Upadhyaya also refers to one who teaches art. The following is Prabhupada's concluding words to this Antya Leela. So today, Sunday, November 10, 1974, corresponding to the 10th of Kartika, Chaitanya era, 488, on the 11th day of the dark fortnight, or the Rama Ekadashi, we have now finished the English translation of Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in accordance with the authorized order of His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, my beloved eternal spiritual master, guide, and friend. Although according to material vision, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada passed away from this material world on the last day of December 1936, I still consider His Divine Grace to be always present with me by His Vani, by His words. And there are two ways of association, one by Vani and one by Vapu. Vani means words and Vapu means physical presence. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not. But Vani continues to exist eternally. Therefore, we must take advantage of the Vani, not the physical presence. For example, Bhagavad Gita is the Vani of Lord Krishna. Although Lord Krishna was personally present 5,000 years ago, but is no longer physically present from the materialistic point of view, Bhagavad Gita still continues. And so in this connection, we may call to memory the time when I was fortunate enough to meet His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Prabhupada, and that was sometime in the year 1922. Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Prabhupada had come to Calcutta from Sridhar Mayapur to start the missionary activities of the Gaudiya Math. Bhaktisiddhanta was sitting in a house at Ultadanga when, through the inducement of an intimate friend, the late Sriman Narendranath Mullick, I had the opportunity to meet His Divine Grace for the first time. Now, I do not remember the actual date of the meeting, but at that time, I was one of the managers of Dr. Bose's laboratory in Calcutta. I was a newly married young man, addicted to Gandhi's movement and dressed in khadi. Fortunately, even at our first meeting, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta advised me to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English in the Western countries. Because at that time, I was a complete nationalist, a follower of Mahatma Gandhi, I submitted to His Divine Grace that unless our country, India, were freed from foreign subjugation, no one would hear the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seriously. And of course, we had some argument on this subject, but at last I was defeated and convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is the only panacea for suffering humanity. I was also convinced that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then in the hands of a very expert devotee, and that surely the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spread all over the world. I could not, however, immediately take up his instructions to preach, but I took his words very seriously, and I was always thinking of how to execute his order, although I was quite unfit to do so. In this way, I passed my life as a householder until 1950, when I retired from family life as a vanaprastha. With no companion, I loitered here and there until 1958, when I took sannyas. Then I was completely ready to discharge the order of my spiritual master. Previously, in 1936, just before His Divine Grace passed away at Jagannath Puri, I wrote him a letter asking what I could do to serve him. And in reply, he wrote me a letter dated 13th December 1936, ordering me in the same way to preach in English the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as I had heard it from him. After my spiritual master passed away, I started the fortnightly magazine Back to Godhead sometime in 1944, and I tried to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this magazine. After I took sannyas in 1958, a well-wishing friend suggested that I write books instead of magazines. Magazines, he said, might be thrown away, but books remain perpetually. So then I attempted to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, when I was a householder, I had written on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and had completed about 1,100 pages. But somehow or other, the manuscript was stolen. In any case, when I had published Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, in 3 volumes in India, I thought of going to the United States of America. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, I was able to come to New York on September 17, 1965. And since then, I have translated many books, including Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and many others. In the meantime, I was induced to translate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and publish it in an elaborate version. In his leisure time in later life, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would simply read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was his favorite book. He used to say that there would come a time when foreigners would learn the Bengali language just to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. The work on my translation began about 18 months ago. Now, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is finished. And in this connection, I have to thank my American disciples, especially Sriman Pradyumna Das Adhikari, Sriman Nitai Das Adhikari, Sriman Jayadvaita Das Brahmachari, and many other boys and girls who are sincerely helping me in writing, editing, and publishing all these literatures. I think that His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by His words. As it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye. Spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His Paramatma feature, is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. And so it is to be admitted that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally, I am most insignificant and incompetent to do this materially impossible work. I do not think myself a very learned scholar, but I have full faith in the service of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So if there is any credit to my activities of translating, it is all due to His Divine Grace. Certainly, if His Divine Grace were physically present at this time, it would have been a great occasion for jubilation. But even though He is not physically present, I am confident that He is very much pleased by this work of translation. He was very fond of seeing many books published to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has been formed to execute the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It is my wish that devotees of Lord Chaitanya from all over the world enjoy this translation, and I am glad to express my gratitude to the learned men in the Western countries who are so pleased with my work that they are ordering in advance all my books which will be published in the future. On this occasion, therefore, I request my disciples who are determined to help me in this work to continue their cooperation fully, so that philosophers, scholars, religionists, and people in general all over the world will benefit by reading our transcendental literatures such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Recorded November 28, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.